Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Earbuds.
Yeah, and she goes through and does the test. But then they did something that was really cool. They put another plug
in your head.
I'm going back next Tuesday.
The centerpiece of the country club life is my all-time favorite sport, a sport I love more than anything else. I'm in a very large group of people that love. The common thread
is it golf?
Is passion. Golf. Stop it. It's I'm slower than you are today. But let's talk to our in-studio producer in Washington, D.C. and see what he has to say about it. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mac?
I do.
And what are your thoughts?
I don't know about that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, I realized I did a song for Dan O'Brien, but I've never done a song for Matt. So
that's true.
Oh, the shark bites.
That's it.
Sorry, that was just.
Well, that would be Bobby Darin's Mac the Knife. We could change it to Mac the Late.
Hey, Mac, are you the only one at the building today?
No, we have one other person here.
Were you with that person before you came into our studio?
I was.
Who was? Oh. Can we say who the person was?
Because this
is
stuff. So.
This is like what you don't think so?
No, because I don't think they've ever been mentioned, and I don't want to start that.
What God, he runs a tight ship up there, doesn't he, Rob?
He does. He does indeed. Taskmaster. I don't want to start
Everybody's
that.
Everybody's afraid of him.
Yeah.
Is it a Podville person?
Yes.
When you were State with this secret. Person, Mac, when you were with this person, were you shirtless?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
Not in the slightest.
Good.
Mac, do you know the history of Podville?
Generally.
Yeah, it wouldn't exist without Mike O'Mara. Just kidding. I feel like when Oscar's here, this is so unfair to Oscar.
It's not.
He's getting a battery of tests today.
He is.
For his medical condition. And so he will be joining us tomorrow for the bonus show. But I'm a little goofy. You got to bear with me simply because Wednesday night is bowling night. And it has rapidly turned into one of my favorite nights of the week, which tells me all I need to know about me. That I can go to these she golf places and hang with people, but the bottom line is I am happy in a bowling alley. I am very, very happy. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you all the positives about bowling that make me happy. I don't feel when I'm in a bowling alley on any level that anybody in a bowling alley in my bowling league is judging anybody at all for anything at any time. There are a huge selection of different human beings in... Why are you putting your meat hook up?
Because I have a question.
All right.
Do you judge anyone in your bowling league?
To myself.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you feel that you're not being judged. You feel that others aren't being judged.
No, but nobody judges overtly. Like in the golf world,
like no one yells.
I'll give you
fatty, fatty, fat.
I'll give it. Well, the compliment that I was paid by. Did I mention that on the show yesterday? My friend Pat, who was at my at Cocoonville,
yeah,
who said I used to say, you know, who's Mike O'Mara? He's the fat guy. You wouldn't hear that in the bowling alley. That kind of cruelty doesn't exist in the bowling alley. In the bowling alley, no one's going to give you crap for having a shirt untucked.
Good.
Or wearing a hat indoors. And so that balance, maybe it's that balance that I love so much of the bowling life compared to the golfing life. And really, when I say the golfing life, let's not mince words. It's the country club life.
Right.
Okay? It is. Now, what the centerpiece of the country club life is my all-time favorite sport, a sport I love more than playing more than anything else. And there are, I am I'm in a very large group of people that love, love, love. The common thread
is it golf?
Is passion, golf. Stop it. It's I'm slower than you are today. So you have to
you're goofy and it's my favorite mic. I love
it.
Goofy
is
mic.
It is truly a sport I love, but the freedom of just going to this bowling alley, and I've grown to really be fond of these two brothers that we bowl with, that we are thrown together with in this league, that one who's quiet until he gets his Yinglings under his belt, and then he's chatty.
Yeah.
And I love that because it's as regular. You could set your clock to it. We have multiple people that we see every week, and it is just festive.
You have your favorites that are on other teams?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are multiple different people that come over, and I'm terrible on names, so I don't remember any of the names, but I know all the faces, and I'm like,
hey man, what do you do? Yeah.
Hey, bro.
I knew a guy my freshman year of college. There was a guy in the dorm that I didn't know, so for two semesters straight, I just called him friend. How you doing, friend?
Hey, friend.
How you doing, friend? Hey, buddy. Hey, friend. Yeah,
I love it, and I love that my wife loves it, and I love that she is in her happy place, and she's got this cute little prance like Clarice from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer when she bowls, and she comes back, and she becomes this cute little kid, like when I married her.
I'm glad you said Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because I thought you were going to say Silence of the Lambs.
No, not Clarice Starling.
Yes, Mr. Lecter, I knocked down all the pins.
Stop crying.
Quid pro quo, doctor.
But, man, it was fun last night. It was really,
How'd
really
you do?
Fun.
How did you do as a person,
all right.
And how did you do as
I
a team?
I don't know how it works. We're certainly not capable. We have maybe one guy really capable of bowling a 200 game on our team, so we are not the best. And my
average
is crap.
But you get the handicap, right?
And that's what I wanted to ask you about, because the handicap has catapulted us to the lead in the league. We are the number one team in the league.
So do you get that parking spot now?
No, we got there early.
There
was very little traffic, believe it or not, down here.
I don't know the percentage, but what the handicap would be is the average totals, the total averages of one team versus the total averages of the other team. Take the difference, and then there's a percentage. I think it might be 70%, 75%, something like that, and that pinfall is added to your score. Come back, Mike.
I'm here.
Yeah, no, it's a mathematical thing. I'll see if I can't find the percentage. But it's just if you are a team with a lower combined average, you will get pinfall spotted to you, and that's how you can win the games.
Pinfall. Do you know what I did?
You're doing the
Skyfall.
Skyfall from James Bond. Yeah,
Adele.
That's a great song.
Isn't that a great Bond song?
It is.
That's up there. How's that? I thought I remembered that right away. Speaking of math, test anxiety. Okay, so the drill is we drop Michael off at his Gammies, and then I pick him up early in the morning, and I'm out doing show prep in the living room, and I hear my wife on the phone with him because he's literally across the street. That's where I pick him up.
Okay.
And I hear him, and he's had test anxiety for a while now. This is fourth grade. This is the transition grade where, Mac, do you notice when Rob looks down, it becomes like mystery horror theater when he looks
down
and puts his head
It's
down.
Not great.
I shall keep my head up, like Argent sang. God. Keep your head up. Mike, you can apparently the percentage is varies from league to league. So it depends what your handicap percentage is for your league. I don't know what it is. Mike, come back.
What?
Oh, speaking of math.
Yeah. He has test anxiety, and he is really, really, really stressed today. So I hear him on the phone and say, it's going to be fine. And I know I'm the driver, so I've got to take him into school. And I actually I usually drop him off every morning. I never walk him in. He wanted to be walked into school today.
Wow.
Little guy, so concerned about the performance because he knows that, well, the beatings will begin if he doesn't perform.
Well, I was wondering, because this is not normal behavior. Do you blame Gammy? Is Gammy telling him that the test is going to be really hard?
No, not at all. Gammy's
you're
going to
die
bud.
In there.
No, Gammy's his bud. And I gotta text Gammy because she gave me, I think, a slice of banana bread that he brought down to the car with me.
Nice.
I have to say this. The boy cares, and all we were doing was trying to calm him down, and he will be a new child when I pick him up this afternoon after the test is over. He is he's my little man, and he likes to overachieve. He gives an S, which is sometimes good, sometimes bad. I hate to see him with that kind of anxiety. So I'm doing the whole breathe through your nose, out through your mouth, breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. And he just cares. And so he was there. I got to see his little toy store in the elementary school where they every Thursday set up, and I had to get back and see you, so I couldn't linger longer.
Bought a gift. That's fine.
At the Cougar Cave. I could have gone in there and gotten the Cub Cave.
The Cougar Cave is down the street, isn't it?
No, that was a bar I used to go to back
in remember.
Fairfax.
I used to have test anxiety. And
tested well, though, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is to this day, radio nightmares have pretty much gone away. Stage nightmares have gone away. I used to dream about like the classic one where you show up and you don't know your lines or something like that.
Right.
But I still have school nightmare dreams. I'm 52, 53 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that's
you show
unusual.
Up and you don't remember what you're supposed to know.
Did you ever have a meltdown when it came to a big, big, big test where you just were... you knew when you were taking the test that you were
no,
screwed.
I never melted down, but I did stress, and it was hard for me. And there was I was not an exceptional analytic writer. I could write well, but I wasn't good at analytic stuff, and that was a big deal. Part of I believe the SAT. There was a no, it wasn't the SAT. It was a standardized test where we had to do an analytic thing.
I will tell you.
I got
this.
Away from it because
I will tell
do
you
it.
That. I still remember it wasn't a level of anxiety that I will say it bugged me. It was a macroeconomics test University.
The hardest.
And by the way, kids, don't do this. Don't try this at home. This is not something I recommend. I recommend preparation, reading all the materials, taking great notes in your lectures.
Yeah.
All you college students out there, do not follow this example because you will fail. This is pure luck, and I will tell you that in my macroeconomics final, sometime in probably April, that's when it was, I wove a tale of BS that would rival a Donald Trump speechwriter.
What did you do?
I conjured and made up and created and used the power of language to write these essays because it was an essay. You don't think of that, but it is. Economics, you do essays.
You do.
And when that B+ came to my desk and I heard the angels singing because I had no expectation whatsoever. And it came that remember the blue books? The little blue books?
Yeah, for writing.
And the blue book came on my desk and I looked at it. And I said, God has saved me from failure. And it was special.
Bless your heart. Macroeconomics was the worst grade I got in all of college.
I couldn't believe it. I still to this day could go back, probably read my answers, and I would think that somebody else wrote it. Because that's how I was.
I'm going to beat it about it.
I was completely and utterly firm in the knowledge that I was going to fail that class.
Was that your plan of attack going in to just start shoveling?
No. I just realized that I had to write something.
Yeah.
And I, to the best of my knowledge, I was pretty diligent about going to that class, but I know that he was from India and he had a very, very thick accent and he was difficult to understand even for young college kids with hearing. And I couldn't believe it when I got it back. And it was legit. And the answers were lit. I was able to pull it from somewhere and it was one of the best moments of my college career. Now at American University, back in the day, they had, and I'm math challenged. So when Michael does math homework, he does it with Carly, he doesn't do it with me. I was so math challenged, and at American University, this is back when they were really concerned about college kids getting through the system without the core knowledge that every college student they believed, whoever they were, should have. So they instituted an algebra competency requirement.
It existed when I was in school as well, yeah.
And I failed it, and I failed it again. And then I passed it, and in the time that I took it, the last one that I passed and got the passing grade, they took away the requirement.
Yeah.
And so after all that anxiety, so I can relate to test anxiety.
Did you take algebra in high school?
Probably. Yeah, probably. But I mean, math was this is my philosophy of math. I've said this before on the show. I think that the math classes focus on the very best students, and they focus on the very worst students.
I'd say that's valid.
What they do is they, all the people in between, in the middle, if you're having problems, you're just you can skate.
Yeah.
And I hate that. And I think very early on in elementary school, I was able to get away with it. And I think early on in math, the best thing you can do, would I be right in saying memorization is key, like your times tables?
Yeah,
it
all builds on that. But yeah, you're right about the stupid version of classes. Forgive the blatant word.
No, the kids that are the eggheads that are teacher's pets a lot, and then the kids that are like, Rocky Road, and they don't get the, and they get all the attention.
Like, there's a lot of math in physics, and I took stupid physics, where the first thing the teacher says is, from here on out, to make things easier, we're going to let gravity equal 10.
Right.
Which is not what gravity equals. It's not 10 meters per second per second.
Did you ever take a course called Earth Science?
Yes, I took an Earth Science, yeah.
This is mud.
I did one better, Mike. I took a class on meteorology and told the teacher the reason I was taking it was so I could teach meteorology to elementary students. So all of my projects will be at an elementary level. And she said, fantastic.
You've been a grifter your whole life.
Not a grifter. No,
that's grifting.
No, it's
grifting.
Not.
Nah. You told her that. You told her to get over on her, right?
Well, no, I told her because I wanted a better grade. What's the matter?
What was that?
Did you hear a noise?
Oh my God, Carla! I thought you left. You scared me.
Does she have a knife?
Hey, Carla. Oscar's not here. Do you want to just duck into the picture really quickly with something on? With something on.
Like, get what?
It? No, don't do that.
Wait, Rob.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. I got to turn your microphone.
Wait, what did you say, Rob?
I said, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Duck in with any sort of apparel that might be in the fourth front of the show.
Should we? Shouldn't we?
I feel like the teacher's not here. Why are you saying don't do it?
Because what good does it do us if we're not?
It
this
creates
is gonna be,
interest.
But it's going to be a big launch. You don't want to defuse the big launch.
God. See what I'm up against here?
It's okay. He might be right.
Get Mike on microphone. Lean.
I'm not an enemy.
It's okay.
I gotta widen the shot out a little bit.
Okay.
Just visit for a second.
Can you give her reverb?
No, she doesn't get reverb. Hold on. Let me pan out just a little bit here. My wife is coming to the studio.
Carla, how you doing? How'd you bowl last night?
You know what? I'm doing well is it Thursday? Oh, yeah. It's Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
And that's I am headed to Dermglow Skin. I've got my candles. I got my Diet Coke on side. I have my lunch.
Yes.
I have my computer. I am ready to rock this day.
Thursday, she means she's got her Jackie O glasses on.
Hi, Mac.
Hi, Carla.
What's up?
Hey, Rob, do you feel like Mac is like, we're starting the show and Mac like goes down to the vending machine or something like that?
I do. I think Mac is like in Cincinnati today.
Mac, are you multitasking today?
Yes.
Is there a bigger project that you have your mind on today?
It's equal, but I'm just doing them both at the same time.
Good answer. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Do this one until the other one's ready. that's it.
I agree, Mike.
Yes, thank you. So what's on the docket at, let me get your shot right. What's on the docket at Derm, oops, wrong way. What's on the docket at Derm Glow Skin?
Well, I have a weight loss meeting where I'm going to call somebody and they're going to ask me questions about the medication that I sell. Mm-hmm. And so I do that. So anybody out there that is curious, I'm here to help. I'm here to give hope. I'm here to serve.
And by call the way, we have a tape of the last time you you did that. This is Carla talking to one of the clients that she has.
We see you. We hear you. And we stand.
I you. We see you. I hear you. I am here to give you hope.
Mike, would you ask her a question for me? Because I don't get a chance to talk to Carla that much face.
Yes,
Carla,
go ahead.
She can hear you through the headphones.
I can hear you.
Oh, I understand that some people are having a hard time getting tirzepatide. There's shortages all over the place. And I'm worried that if I were to call you, I would have a hard time getting the medication.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's just not true. You know what? Here we
What's
go.
What's that? Yeah.
Medication is always in stock. No waiting.
I was wondering if I were to act today, would there be any sort of discount?
Oh, yeah. Now you can get tirzepatide for $4.99 a month.
Yeah, but that's only until tomorrow, right?
Actually, the news is coming out today. It's actually permanent.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
This is fantastic.
This is not an infomercial. This is an entertainment program.
I'm trying to be entertaining.
I was talking about Michael's anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
You were wonderful with him this morning.
Thank you.
And a compliment.
Yeah, he has a lot of anxiety.
I can't imagine why in this house.
Got to keep an eye on that.
Is that why you have the candles, Carla, for his anxiety?
Yes, they soothe me. They really do.
Oh, you. I thought they were for Michael.
Can I see the candles?
Sure. They were BOGO. Buy one, get one free at the Publix.
Let me see. Well, if there's BOGO, I got FOMO.
All right, hold on.
The smell is?
Oh, my favorite, grain alcohol.
Oh, good. I hope the other one is my favorite, beef bourguignon. Nice.
Oh, this is watermelon.
Yum.
That's great. I'm not normally a fan of the flavor of watermelon, artificial flavor, but the candles work.
Do you like proper watermelon? Like just watermelon?
Yeah, it's watermelon.
It's one of Carla's favorite foods.
Oh, is it? Yeah, yes. I like it, too.
I love watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Watermelon's delicious.
People don't understand.
Especially when you're thirsty.
Bye.
Yeah, Carla knows that I might have indulged last night at bowling. That's your happy place, isn't it?
I love bowling.
I know you love bowling.
It's so much fun.
How did you bowl last night?
The first two games were terrible, and then the last one I did well. I did over 150, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
You deserve those candles then. You've earned them.
Yeah. And I was festive last night. Very, very festive.
Yeah, Mike was in a really nice mood, drinking shots with his friends.
Oh, the 5-pin shots?
Had a little fireball. They keep it in the freezer at the alley. And,
that's great. You know, anytime really good, people drink fireball, this is amazing. I've read this survey. They never regret it.
That's right. I feel great today.
I bet you do.
All right, go to work.
You don't have any anxiety, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, bye, guys. Have a great day.
Great to see you, Carla. Bye-bye.
See you later. Thank you. Very good there. Hey, it's me again. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. There was fireball in the fruitcakes this
year.
Mike.
Go support me. Thank you. Thank you.
Go talk to your client with your Jackie O sunglasses.
Hey, it's Florida, man.
I know.
You know?
But I think that's a little more related to last night than it is to Florida.
No, she now drinks her her marijuana water. That's what she drinks.
That's
all she has. She has one can of what's called can for cannabis. And it's a microdosed beverage that you can drink.
And it's totally legal. I think you discussed it
legal.
when I wasn't here. Is it expensive?
While she's bowling.
That's
she gets totally
crazy.
High.
That's crazy to me. But that would give you bloodshot eyes as well.
I had three, maybe four Guinnesses and two tiny fireball things. That's what I had. And that's enough for me to feel logy today.
Is it? Six
Carla,
full drinks like that, mixing
Carla
liquor.
Drives. Oh, come on. You know what that was for you? That was Jeopardy for you.
Yeah. Tell me about it. But, Mike, you know what? I almost died. You've got a chance.
This is true. But that's
keep
once a week. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. The one
were they
thing,
good pours of Guinness or were they bottles?
They were cans.
Cans.
A can of Guinness.
I love those.
With the widget.
Yeah, it's cool. Love it.
It was, but anywho, it's bowling is our. It's great in the middle of the week because it breaks the week up, and I enjoy it. Now, listen. Speaking of medicine, I wanted to do this because we've talked about doing this for a long time now. We got the update, Oscar. For those of you that want to know, he'll have more information on it, or maybe he won't. I'm not sure, but he's getting a neurological workup after his TIA, and we wish him the very best with that. And you know, give you a progress report. The thing that's remarkable about this is that when Oscar had his medical issue, that it was resolved because of the quick visit to the hospital.
Be
and it was
fast.
Resolved quickly, and then bam, yeah. You're out, and you start the process of getting better, and he seems to be doing much, much better. He said he's about 85%, and I believe that, and he's getting a neurological workup today, so we wish him the very best.
Well, I hope they don't do anything to change his neurological situation, because I listened back to yesterday's show, and he was killer funny. So if 80% brings him there, yeah. Leave him at 80. 80 is good. It's nice.
Thank you also about yesterday's show for the wonderful joy that I brought everybody with the Dan O'Brien song and the mashups from people were killing me.
Love it.
With the Brokeback Mountain and all that. It really just hysterically funny. And Mac, if you'd like, at some point, I would love to do a song for you. If you would
I would appreciate that.
That's good. Well, if you would appreciate that. Don't you love Mac? That. I love Mac's energy. When
I do too. It's how he earns his nickname, the Ottoman.
So we mentioned that we were going to get a health update. We did. And now it's your turn because you have, you know, everybody on the show with our debilitating health issues. I never thought that being the elder statesman, I would be the healthiest one on the show. I'm very, very surprised at that. But
it's certainly a surprise in the third act of your life, Mike.
It truly is in the swan song, the late stage, the autumn.
September of your years.
September of a man's life.
So I went in. I hadn't had my hearing tested since we were on the air in the Don and Mike days, and. That was done in studio.
That's a difficult thing to do, isn't it?
What? What?
I'm just kidding. But, what?
That was done in studio, and I don't know how reliable it was.
You mean the one we all did?
Yeah.
Is this the old Don and Mike show one we did?
Yeah, that's the last time I had my ears.
Do you remember who had the worst hearing?
I don't.
Hi.
Was it?
Do you remember how stunned I was at that? That I thought because Don and Buzz were older and they had been on these headphones longer than I had, and it turned out it was me that couldn't pick up certain tones. I find the whole before you get started with this, and I look forward to hearing what you have to say about it. But the whole hearing game of how they test. Hearing aids, that type of thing. It's a little hinky to me.
I agree. And I went to a guy that is not shy. Well, it's his practice. He's not shy about upselling on products. Mm-hmm. I love this doctor. He's an ENT and his practice is sensational. But he is also a guy that will say, if you were to do this, it might be better. So they have an audiologist on staff.
We have a clip of him right here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you.
Okay?
Do you want to look the best you can for your age? Or are you trying to be something you're not?
He's the guy. He's the guy that did Carrie's plastic surgery.
Wait. This is a hearing guy.
No. He has an audiologist at his office. But
and
his
they do
practice,
plastic surgery and hearing?
Yeah, ENT surgeries. And so this guy is very, very good.
He is an ear, nose, and throat guy.
That's his practice.
So you went to a real doctor for
that. Yeah. There was a place in
because Oscar told you to.
Well, Oscar was he was upset. He thought my hearing wasn't where it ought to be. So the first thing I did,
and I'm
is
sure
I,
it's perfect.
Well, it's not exactly perfect, but I called a place in Leesburg, and they said, "Okay, we can get you in on this day." And they said, "Well, we'll look at your insurance when you get here." And the doctor's going to be in the Chantilly office on Friday. And then on Thursday night, they said, "Doctor's sick. We're going to have to reschedule you." I said, "You know what? Well, don't bother. Don't bother."
See, it wouldn't want to be.
Yeah. So I went to the guy in McLean. The office is beautiful. And what I was really impressed with is when they take you back to have your hearing checked, there is a soundproof chamber. And you know what it's like when you go into a small room that is really soundproof. When they shut the door, like the air stops. It gets so dead in there. Mike.
Sorry. So, a chamber?
Yeah, it was probably like a 5 feet by 5 feet. And then there was a control room where the lady could sit.
Hello, Rob. We're going to test your hearing now. Welcome to the soundproof chamber.
But it was nutty when they shut the door because it's just like, it's so sound dead in there. And they put
so this is serious stuff. You're getting a real workup here.
They put the they asked me the questions. They checked my eardrums are functioning fine. And also, my ear canals are clean. How about that?
Yeah, gross.
I know.
But that's because you probably flushed them out before you went there, right?
No. I just use a Q-tip on a daily basis.
Okay. Yeah, that's very good. Most people don't.
Yeah,
don't.
And they say not to, but it feels so good.
Now you're grossing me out. Please.
You don't think it feels good to use a Q-tip?
I'm a little logy, and I just don't want to throw up today, all right?
Thank you. Mac, do you like using a Q-tip?
Yeah, but I don't always feel good after. It always itches my ear.
I don't feel good after it.
I could gross everybody out, but I'm going to choose not to.
Oh, Mike, do it.
All right. Please. I scratch my ear with the end of my glasses. Sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. So,
does that gross you out, Mac?
No, I do it with tweezers.
Like the pointed end of a tweezer?
Yeah.
You stick really... that? You're not supposed to stick something that sharp in your ear.
Well, I use it to scratch.
Oh, do you use anything else besides that? Bobby pins that you have for your hair? All right, go ahead. We're interrupting. Go ahead.
Okay. So she asked me some questions, and then she puts the earbuds in my ear and goes into a control room. There's like a glass window so she can see me.
Are they like iPods?
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, and they put clean tips on them, so they're virgin.
And earbuds.
Yeah, and she goes through and does the test, and you raise your hand when you hear a tone. You know, if you hear a tone on your right side, you raise your right hand, all that stuff. But then they did something that was really cool. They put another plug
in your head.
I'm sorry. I'm going back next Tuesday. No. They have a little
just
thing.
Enough time there to do that.
Like a I can only equate it to, like, you know when you get those stickers on your back when you're at a chiropractor.
That's the short for today, please. Thank you. Go ahead. What?
Those little stickers they put on your back for electrostimulation when you're at a chiropractor?
Yes.
They put a little sticker on the back of my ear, like behind my left ear,
where they would put a hearing aid for bone conduction of sound.
What they do is they use that to generate static and white noise to see how you hear in a noisy situation.
Ah!
It was really neat. The fact that they could, you know, you go from a perfectly dead quiet room to... And then you start to hear the beeps in the background. Well, it turns out that I am not going to benefit at this point from a hearing aid. I don't need one. But I've got normal hearing between 250 to 4,000 kilocycles, and then it starts to drop off. 8,000 is where I have moderate to severe. It's an extraordinarily high tone that I don't hear. And I actually went on YouTube and generated an 8,000 kilocycle tone, and I could hear it. So I don't know if it was the static that fought with it.
All right, I'm going to play you a tone right now.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me if you can hear this.
Okay.
Hi.
All right.
I'm ready for you to play it.
So does that mean, like, if you're in a crowded restaurant, you won't be able to hear it?
Yeah, stuff? Or like a windy situation or something like that. But my higher frequencies are, that's where there's trouble. I don't know if you can make out this chart. You can see on this side, I'm all in the light gray, and then it diminishes at the top. I said, what causes this?
Did you explain to him that you're not able to analyze the audio for the Mike O'Mara show in any kind of coherent way?
And it was
did
a her.
Give you a reason for that? Do you tell her that you aren't not able to identify?
Yeah, she said, how long have you been wearing headphones? And I told her, and she said, do you wear them loud? And I told her, and she says, well, as far as your job, why don't you just fucking try?
Wow. Edit that out. Try harder? Is that what she said?
No, no. She said that my hearing loss should not affect me in a daily and the tones that we carry on the internet should not be affected.
We don't
at
have
all.
An answer now, then.
No, we don't. No, we don't. But
it might just be.
It might be. It might be
stupidity.
Well, they don't have a test for that.
Yes, they do. It's called the IQ test.
Well, his office didn't have a test for that.
But it wouldn't be satisfying that that it would just be, you got to pay more attention. That's
yeah,
what it
that's
is.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And actually, yeah. Those high tones are not anything that we really deal with on our podcast.
I would imagine, I am serious when I'm hearing you discuss this, that I would actually love to do a test like that with the background noise because
yeah.
That's where I am the most challenged. And when we had the audiologist come, you know what I'm thinking? A horrible thought that I just got right now.
What?
I'm thinking maybe that test was rigged. I feel like Donald Trump, it was rigged. Remember way back when in those days?
I do.
Because didn't one person have the best hearing of everybody in that?
Yeah, and they also got the most snow.
They did. So, who knows?
but
so
anyway,
you're fine then. Once again, you're fine.
I have to check
Everything's
in a year.
Everything's fine.
I have to check in a year. She said, turn your headphones down. Take them off anytime you
no,
get a chance.
No, you can't turn your headphones down. That's not going to help us.
No, 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 no. She said, keep them, don't blare them. Make it so you can hear, but don't make them blare. And she said,
do you understand, seriously, if I can be serious for a second here?
Yeah.
Do you understand the entire reasoning behind Oscar saying, get a hearing test? Could you
yes.
explain to the listening audience?
Yeah.
The reason we wanted you to get a hearing test.
Yes. We had a few instances, one show in particular, that were posted that did not sound right.
Correct.
And I approved them and put it through.
Correct.
And so...
So when you come back with your test saying everything is fine...
Well, nothing is fine because it means that I blew it on those instances. That's all on me.
And I'm asking, what do you think, what could possibly be the reason?
The reason would be better focus... and making sure it doesn't happen again.
Mac, what say you? I'm out. I don't know what to say.
I don't. It's weird because audio's even audio is subjective.
It is subjective. It is totally mm-hmm. subjective. But you know, in this world of earbuds and listening through computer speakers and listening mm-hmm. through televisions and listening through car speakers, I think it is a different audio profile for everything. I have mm-hmm. never, and I've never said this publicly,
okay.
I have never been 1,000% happy with the audio on this program. Even yesterday when we had the short, I always think we can do better.
Okay.
And I don't think we make enough of an effort to do better. And I really, really, and by the way, compared to many other programs, I think we're fine. But there, for example, is my slot machine dude. Who
yeah.
is out there? I don't know what equipment he uses, but I think it's like a camera. And his audio is pristine. And it's probably because it's not going through so much BS like
yeah.
we are with yeah. recording devices and with processing and with digital.
And also the fact that we're in three different locations.
I wonder about that as well. But let's talk to our in-studio producer in Washington, D.C. and see
yes.
what he has to say about that. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mac?
I do.
And what are your thoughts?
I don't know about that.
That's good. Hey, he got me to the break.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Good job,
That's
Mac.
That's pretty good. I hope you're smiling right now. That was pretty, you know, perfect timing. Very lucky. Very lucky because I could have gone down a real evil rabbit hole with that one. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got the round table. And a little bit later on in the show, dining turnoffs. We'll be right back. Discovering quality kids' clothes just got easier because Caden Lane has cracked the code. Founded in 2005 by a single mom with a passion for creating better and cuter clothes, accessories, and keepsakes, Caden Lane is on a mission to make moms' lives easier. Experience softness like never before and add the personalization that makes Caden Lane the ultimate gift. Already thinking about summer? Caden Lane's new swim collection is here for worry-free fun in the sun. Keep your little one's sensitive skin safe. This is so, so important. We had a fair-skinned little boy, Michael,
yeah.
and we were always looking for the right kind of stuff to put on him so he can go in the pool, go to the beach, go out in the, you know, in the hot sun. You got to be careful. The Caden Lane stuff is wonderful. They're UPF 50 plus sun protection swimwear. That's what they give you.
Amazing.
And the Color Me pajamas allow kids to color their own PJs. This is the brand that you've been waiting for, and what a great gift it makes. Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel, and you can do it online. It's great. Hey, head to CadenLane.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS for 20% off your order. Once again, that's CadenLane.com/TMOS for 20% off, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you.
Hey, look, it's the Kraken, and he's wearing a hearing aid.
SPF 50 too.
He's ready to go.
Very, very exciting. Let's start today with a Hollywood story for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent.
Hollywood is all about franchises these days.
Yes.
If it's not a sequel, a prequel, a remake, a reboot, or somehow connected to an existing property, good luck finding a theater that'll play it, and good luck finding somebody that'll produce it. They just want safe. They want safe, and it's been that way for a long, long time because it's run by the money folks, which it's, you know, that's always been the case. You're not going to have – it's always a battle between the creative element and the money element. You're never going to have anything different. But according to a new poll by Tubi, 74% of millennials and Gen Z want original content, just like old fart Mike O'Mara wants. We want original stories. Thank you very much.
This coming from Tubi, that most of their programming is Fantasy Island.
Yeah, but they at least did this survey
and they published it. Yeah.
And they don't want rehashed versions of existing stuff. They just don't. 71% of those people would like to see produced content by, quote, independent and small-time creators so they can feel like they're directly supporting the artist when they watch it. Now, at the same time, though, 96% of streaming audiences surveyed say they want nostalgic content. That sounds like a commercial for Tubi, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does, because they have all the old TV shows, and it's free. There was a quote, and I forget who did it, but it was on the Oscars, and it went viral to a certain extent. And one of the guys accepting said, they should take the money from one $200 million movie and make 10 $20 million movies.
Right.
Just to inspire people to go out there. And although $20 million is a lot of money, that's at least more attainable.
I think of a movie, a recent film like The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti, which was a small film, and I love him. And Sideways the same director, I believe, was another movie that was a small movie. And I think that when I look at these non-blockbuster CGI fest, it's so much fun because it's this the reality of doing a scene, and it's all about the acting, and I enjoy those more.
People telling stories, and that Holdovers was, I mean, but you know,
Holdovers was good. I didn't like the ending all that much, but it was good all the way through, you know.
There is a dollop of nostalgia in the Holdovers because it was made to look like an older movie, and that is cool. Because everything about it, other than that, was original. I loved the movie all the way through.
It was really, you know, Paul Giamatti. We're all big
so
fans.
So good.
Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt presented stuntman Logan Holliday with a Guinness World Record last night at a screening of their movie The Fall Guy. So that hasn't come out wide yet. While filming in Australia, has it come out, The Fall Guy?
No, I don't think so. I've not seen it.
Filming in Australia. No, they were filming it back in 2022. Logan broke the record for the most cannon rolls in a car. I'll tell you what that is in a second if you don't know. 8.5. He surpassed the previous record of 7 set by a stuntman on the Casino Royale set in 2006. In case you don't know what a cannon roll is, Universal describes it as, quote, a classic stunt dating back to the early time days of cinema, which involves fitting a cannon-like apparatus beneath a car that shoots toward the ground. As the vehicle reaches a designated speed, the mechanism triggers and propels the car into a series of rolls. 8.5 is pretty scary. It really is.
I didn't even come close.
Yeah. You'll be able to see the action when The Fall Guy hits theaters May 3rd, so it's just around the corner.
Is something similar to that in Raiders of the Lost Ark. I remember watching a documentary about it, and a big truck had to flip when he was in one of the Arabian cities. And the reason they could
make it... Was it a German truck? Was it one of those German
maybe.
Transports?
Maybe. I can't picture the truck itself. Right. But what they did is they buried a telephone pole in a greased hole and put explosives under it. So when the explosives went off, it pushed the pole up, which caused the truck to tip over.
That's probably a cannon roll. That's probably just putting a pole in the ground. It's probably a device that is meant to propel the car into the roll situation.
So and cool.
Yeah, pretty cool to watch that.
Do we know if the Fall Guy movie is like the Fall Guy TV show?
I have no idea. I don't know about that.
Thank you.
Olivia, I love saying this like Jack Kent Cook.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia Rodrigo.
She is putting her money where her mouth is when it comes to her support for women's access to reproductive health care. She previously announced the launch of her Fund for Good initiative and her partnership with local chapters of the National Network of Abortion Funds during her Guts World Tour. At her St. Louis stop on Tuesday night, she teamed up with the Missouri Abortion Fund and gave out free condoms, Plan B morning after pills, and information on how to fund abortion care in the U.S. Now, the reason she did this in Missouri, it's a very, very strict state about reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. Regardless of your stance on the issue, we can all agree it's a pretty bold move for her to do that since abortion is practically banned in Missouri. The state's rules are considered among the strictest in the country. Abortion is only legal in cases of medical emergency. So she's promoting women's reproductive health.
I applaud her going out and furthering what she thinks is right, but I don't applaud the name of her organization, the Fund for Good.
The Fund for Good, a little oversimplified. But,
yeah, it's obviously we know where they stand.
At the end of the concert, she also did 8.5 cannon rolls, which I thought was
fantastic.
Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher. I think this guy pitched for the Yankees at a time. I'm not sure. I don't know my baseball like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
This, I don't know if you have this or not. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. His name is Aroldis Chapman. He posted a video to his Instagram where he's lying on a couch with a much older woman, and he's squeezing her boobs.
Why would you do that?
I don't know what's going on. There is speculation, nothing has been confirmed, that it might be his mother. And it is disturbing on any level when you see that. He is on a couch, kind of lying on his mom, leaning across her and, you know, giving her a squeeze.
Yeah, sure.
And it may not be the first time that Aroldis got handsy with his mom. We don't know if it's his mom, but they're saying mom. Someone posted a picture of them together, and his hand is very casually resting in the same spot. There's been a lot of online chatter about this. I don't know if we have any more information on it. If something comes across your desk, let me know.
I will.
But Aroldis hasn't said anything yet, and she kind of is protesting, but not really. She's kind of just gently slapping it away, but doesn't seem to be
that's
really
the first baseball player to post a picture like that since Ron Say.
Ron Say, Los Angeles Dodger. Where did you pull that from? Where did that come from?
Mike, my mind is a mysterious place.
I'm surprised you didn't. Rob likes all the Dodgers, like Steve Garvey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like
March
14th
means... you should like this. You're a math guy. It's National Pi Day, PI.
It is. Yes.
As in the mathematical constant 3.14. A poll for it found only 66% of us know it's the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter.
It's a magic number.
1%. Why is it a magic number?
Because it's just
person.
It's consistent with all things circular. It's amazing. It's also almost an imaginary number because it doesn't end. 3.14 is usually accepted, but it goes. I only have it memorized to 3.1415927, and that's the same, but it goes on and on forever.
And can you speak as to why it's so important?
Well, I mean, that's the way you figure out the
how far something is
of a
from
circle.
The center point, right?
Yeah. Or, I mean, the area of a something that's circular. Also, if you wanted to find how much is in a cube, I'm not a cube, a cone, anything round, or a cylinder. All of these things work in that way. It's just it's incredible that it works out that way.
I don't know about that.
Ending.
1% of people thought it was the volume of water. I'm just
maybe because they were thinking of life test. Of pi.
7% thought it was the mass of a pie, spelled P-I-E.
I do not know anything about that.
I don't
that.
Know what this survey... 7% of people out there thought it had to do... Speaking of, a bunch of places have pie deals today.
Yeah.
A $3.14 pizza at 7-Eleven and 31.4% off at Papa Murphy's. I'm not sure.
If you eat
Hello, Rob.
No, it's not go. That.
It's
if
not
you
him?
Eat an in, no, if you eat an entire $3.14 pizza from 7-Eleven, you'll be making a pie.
Right.
I promise you.
You know, I'm just thinking when you have a few hours today, perhaps you could put together a Papa Murphy commercial. I'll do the voiceover. Google Trends posted the top pie. Each state Googles more than other states. They broke them down into five categories. Here's the full map. Chocolate or nut pies in four states. Oreo pie in Georgia and Ohio. French silk pie in Iowa. And Derby pie in Kentucky. They'll eat a lot of it in May around the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Fruit pies. Six states had them. Apple, number one in California. Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, and Wyoming. And raspberry pie, number one in New York.
Very
That's
tart.
A wild card, isn't it?
It's a very tart pie.
Custard pies in 17 states. Things like Boston cream, banana cream, lemon meringue. Kool-Aid pie. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't know nothing about that.
Kool-Aid pie. Kool-Aid pie is the top search in Tennessee and Virginia. No.
Kool-Aid
pie? It's so badly written. Kool-Aid pie is the top search in Tennessee.
Okay.
And Virginia wants a slice of old-fashioned vinegar pie? You're a Virginian?
Yeah, that's Southern Virginia. I've heard of it. Yeah.
What is it?
It is it's got sort of like a vinegar undertone, but they sweeten it. So it's like a sweet and sour thing.
I would heard never... it was just a pie enjoyed by douchebags. Savory pies, 18 states. Things like chicken pot in Texas and Alaska and shepherd in Massachusetts.
I love a chicken pot pie. Turkey pot pie, both great.
This is just pies. I don't care.
You know, if you want to make a mathematician really mad, Mike, tell them that pi is equal to 22 over 7.
That gets them angry?
Yeah, because it sort of is, but it isn't, and it pisses them off.
Yeah, and then there's a big nerd fight.
That is.
Frito pie is more of a casserole than a pie. Have you ever made Frito pie? That seems
I've
like
had it.
You've
I've not
there.
Made it. I've had it, though.
All right. Fried pies are small enough to hold in your hand. They're more of a Southern thing, so it's not clear why this state loves them. Apparently, they're very popular in Arizona. And I'm really, really sorry that I spent all that time talking to you.
Note this, Mike. This is a something you should know, that McDonald's no longer fries their pies, but Popeyes does. If you want a good fried apple pie, go to Popeyes.
Thank you, Rob. A 27-year-old woman in South Carolina named Alexis Harnett was arrested on March 2nd after a neighbor complained that she was in her front yard screaming and doing jumping jacks topless. They even showed video of the incident to police. The neighbor has two young kids, and there's no fence or anything else that would prevent people from seeing her in her yard. It's unclear what Alexis was doing. There's no mention of drugs or any other issues, but she has harassed other neighbors in the past. In November, she and her boyfriend in South Carolina, her boyfriend's name, Worden Butler, they were accused of burning a cross allegedly to intimidate some black neighbors. Sound like nice people, don't they?
Yeah, good folks, right.
Alexis was arrested and charged with one count of obscene exposure. And I normally do this for Florida, but I've got it for South Carolina today.
Oh.
South Carolina, now with teats. South Carolina, we put the idiot in IQ. South Carolina, if the bigots don't get you, the sloppy boobs will. And South Carolina, come for the bugs, stay for the nuts. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm here all week.
I'm getting the vision that if she did jumping jacks, she might end up with a black eye somehow.
I think so. I would gather that. Yeah. I mean, I bet it wouldn't be in any way titillating. Yeah. We'll take a break, and we will come back with dining turnoffs, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
When we return. For some reason, I want to do that when we come back. Now, I'm drinking it again. Whether you hydrate or you live to hydrate, I got to tell you, a day like this, I live on this stuff. Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone, and it just makes me feel better. It has for months and months and months. 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV does it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. It's so good and so easy. Try white peach, green grape, or here it is again, my favorite, lemon lime.
Yes.
I love them all, and you will too. Actually, it might be a tie between the peach and the lemon lime.
That peach is awfully
strong.
Isn't
it great?
It's so good.
I grab my Pizza Hut cup right here, and I'm off to the races. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And we thank you, Liquid IV. We love being partners with you. All right, dining turnoffs. I have to be honest with you. I know you came to the show today with something about shrinkflation, but I would say my greatest dining turnoff now is simply the cost of dining for what you get.
Shrinkflation
related too. But these are different. Is this going out to eat primarily or eating at home?
I think it's all encompassed, but they seem to focus on going. So let's say, Mike, you're at an elegant restaurant.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What is your wine? May I have a look at your wine list, please? Thank you. Yes. No. Maitre d'.
Mike, are you there? I lost myself. Hold on one sec.
Can you hear me? I'm listening to some very lovely table music that is, I was saying.
Mike, I'm sorry, my audio dropped out for a second.
Oh, are you back?
I'm back.
I was just chatting with the maitre d' and asking if I could see a wine list. I am not drinking Merlot.
So you're in the elegant restaurant.
Yeah.
And as you know, Mike, every day starts and ends for me when I go to studyfinds.org.
All right, this
which is
the nice restaurant music you have here?
Yes, this is nice.
All right, hold
isn't
on.
It?
Let me add to the ambiance. Yeah. Here we go. Let me ask you a question. That table over there in the corner. Waiter. Right over there. Oh, can you bring it back? I need the music. Over there, just next to the window. How much for the women? Anyway.
So. In no particular order, these are 30 things that are the biggest dining turnoffs. Right. And you can tell me if you find them as a
turnoff.
Do you
have a top 10? Have you winnowed it down at all? Or
no, we can go through it pretty quick because they're in no particular order here.
I'm not sure we're going to get to all 40. So if
that's
you want
no,
to maybe
it's,
20 would be a
all right.
good idea.
Being rude to a waiter or a waitress.
I
do you hate that?
I hate it. I hate it so much. Anybody that is waitstaff.
Yeah.
That's good wait staff. If somebody's being an a-hole, I don't care if they're a waiter, a server of any kind, if they're being an a-hole and they're being blatantly rude, they deserve to be, given your review right in front of them. But the vast majority of people that do this for a living are put upon, and it's a tough job, and people that are rude to them pisses me off about as much as anything pisses me off.
Okay, so that's a good starter. How about eating with your mouth open?
There are ways to do it, right? Aren't there ways to do it? I mean, if you're really
I don't feel like I see it much anymore.
I don't know whether I notice it that much. And I don't even know whether I do it or not. I'm not sure. But it's I'm not ever really aware of it that much, so maybe it can't be that big a problem.
And speaking of it, a sub one here is talking with your mouth full of food.
That's gross too.
I agree.
I mean, talking. All right. I think that eclipses the just chewing. If somebody, for example, if somebody's discussing something, as old men do, and I'm around old men all the time, and there'll be a piece of food on the lip because it hasn't been fully chewed, it's foul. but I don't call people on it.
Okay.
I should.
Mike, what about spitting something back onto your plate?
All right. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Last night at the bowling alley.
Yes.
Carl and I don't want to sound like a praying mantis, but this is the way I eat now. We split a BLT. I had half and she had half.
You got the bacon.
At the bowling. No. But the bacon, it was not crispy bacon and it was chewy bacon.
Oh, and welcome to the
bacon, the connective tissue of the bacon.
Rubbery.
It was rubbery, and it got into my, behind my tongue.
Yes.
And lodged as I swallowed, and the string of bacon, the rubbery connective tissue, was in my mouth and in my windpipe at the same time. And I thought I was going to die.
Mike, this is a common error when you go to a bowling alley. Get the beef Wellington.
We may never eat at the bowling alley again after last night's dining, because not only was it that, but we got a side of fries. It's my one bad eating night, and
that's a lie. I have more than one.
I know, but it's one that you can count on.
And they should have called the French fries potato nuggins.
Oh, because why?
Because they were all that's how big they all were.
Oh,
every one
okay.
of them. All right, go ahead.
Bottom of the bag. Mike, this is one that I particularly enjoy.
We're running out of time. My God. All right.
Licking a knife.
Well, if something is really good, I'll let it slide. Go ahead.
Okay. Licking your fingers instead of using a napkin.
That it depends on the food. If you're eating wings, there's no real way to eat wings, you know, delicately.
True.
So I cut people a slack, burger. If you're doing it and, you know, you're having a steak dinner and you run your finger across the top of the steak and just go, that's gross.
Yeah. And also you don't want to eat a steak with your hands. It's okay.
I think in any circumstance, licking a knife is as gauche as it gets. It's nasty when you see somebody do that.
And dangerous if it's sharp.
But if you're licking your fingers because you're having ribs or wings or something like that, and then if you do the combination where you lick your fingers and you go to the napkins, fine. If you're using your tongue like a cat bath to clean your whole hand, that's disgusting. I'm grossed out. I'm making myself laugh right here.
Okay. How about double dipping on a shared spread? Like a
dip. Yeah, that's like the Seinfeld episode. Yeah, so, that's obvious. Absolutely.
Putting ketchup on everything.
It's gross.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm of the school that when you want to really ruin a hot dog, and I bet our distinguished studio producer will probably disagree with me, when you put ketchup on a hot dog, you have ruined the hot dog. What say you, Mike McIntosh?
That's all I put on it.
You like ketchup on your hot dogs?
Yes.
That is toddler food. That is from that. You have never grown out of that from your toddler days.
I will use ketchup with mustard, especially on a chili dog. I think it's a good counterpoint.
Can't stand putting ketchup on a hot dog.
It drives my buddy Brad crazier than anything in the world, ketchup
horrible.
On a hot dog.
Horrible. It's not the right seasoning. You know. Oh, I'll even go one step further. You know what's great on a hot dog? Have you ever had horseradish sauce on a hot dog?
I've had, horseradish-based mustard on a hot dog is fantastic.
No, horseradish sauce, like the kind you would have with, like, roast beef or something like that. Fantastic. Fantastic.
That
they used to
work.
Have it back in the day. Back at the day at the Redneck Acres where I used to play golf a long time ago.
Mike, I love this one. I don't even understand it. Swallowing without chewing.
Well, that's how you can go to the ER, or you can end up in a cemetery if you swallow without chewing. Because I've seen people when they swallow and it's too big and they're not in danger of choking, but it's lodged.
Yes.
That's nasty.
Okay.
By the way, two visits from the EMT crew yesterday in Happy Valley here.
Well, you got to be getting used to it then.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know the neighbors. Well.
Something
Go
in the
ahead.
Water?
I'm sorry. All
right.
We're running out of time.
Ordering
a
well-done steak.
I mean, you know what? If you're that type of person, I'm not going to judge you. You want to eat it that way. That's not one of my biggies.
Yeah. I mean, it's up to you. Don't order me a well-done steak, but if you want it,
that's
fine. Our president used to like that.
Yes. Yeah. Our former president.
Using a knife and fork to eat pizza.
I think it's directly proportional to the heat and the searing quality of the pizza. If you are desperate to get that pizza into your gullet and you're going to cool it off by blowing on it? Yes.
Yeah.
In most cases, no. But everybody's done the deal where you bite into a pizza and the white hot tomato sauce you know, burns the roof of your mouth. Mac, do you put ketchup on a pizza?
No.
Thank you. All right, just check.
Mike, do you know how the hipster burned his mouth?
How?
He ate pizza before it was cool.
Thank you, Rob. That was Rob's joke. That's good. Ending that segment with a joke was very good. Prudent. That was prudent, in my humble
opinion. Thank you. I'm going to go eat a well-done steak.
Maitre d'. We have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I will talk about something retail right here.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
For my own personal gain. Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight? Let's go. DermGlowSkin.com is the ultimate destination for conquering your weight. Just take a quick quiz on the website and discover if you qualify. Experienced doctors will prescribe the right medication, and your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Beautifully packaged. I thought I'd add that. Tired of waiting due to low stocks? Carla was in here talking about it before. DermGlow ensures that you're connected with well-supplied doctors, eliminating any delays so you can get started. A great time to start. From now until March 15th, you can get a $300 discount on your Tirzepatide subscription. That's only two more days, and good stuff coming with DermGlowSkin.com. Plus, your medicine can even be shipped to Puerto Rico. Muy bien. Muy bueno. Thanks to DermGlow. I used to be an Escalade, and now I'm a Ford Fiesta. Vroom, vroom. I carumba. That's thin, Arthur. Your future awaits you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, and kick off the best journey of your life. Because with DermGlow, you can do it. Okay, we don't have a lot of time here.
There wasn't lot of energy in that vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom.
Next time, maybe.
So here's the household project that I need your retail knowledge for.
I love
it. And this. I don't know whether you'll have it or not. Mac, you can play on this one, too. Here it is. I got outdoor furniture. We leave the outdoor cushions out longer than we should have.
Okay.
They get really, really nasty. Usually you can just like power wash them, or you can put them away and they're not going to get nasty. They get nasty to the extent where I've got to power wash a few of them. And then the other ones, I said, this is not going to be a power washable thing. I've got to take the stuffing, the cushion insert out of the case.
Yep.
And I've got to put it in the wash.
Right?
I've got their zippers.
Yeah.
I take out the seat cushions. And it's a perfect foam, styrofoam-like rectangle with a little like cotton ball type stuff on either side of it. That's the cushion. It is a bitch and a half to get these cushions out of the seat. They're rectangular, and they are. But I get them out. I throw them in the wash. Then I move over to the back pillows.
The covers. What color are they? The colors that the covers that you're washing.
Kind of a lime greenish type color.
Okay. Right.
And I go to the seat back cushions. They also have zippers. And when I reach into those, it just like is stuffing. It's just shredding in my hand. I don't know whether that's because they're so old that that they have just shredded, or
sometimes
and they were wrapped in something, or it's actual real stuffing.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
I am able to, but by the time I pull it all out, it's in a trash bag and it's out to the street. And I put the covers in the wash and I am left with it. I have now successfully put the styrofoam seats back into the seat cushion, but I am left with the dilemma of not having the stuffing, and there is not a pillow case, there's not a pillow insert that fits in the back of these, and I don't know what to do because they're a very unique size. They're like 28 inches wide, and they're deep enough where they're not like a normal bed pillow. And
did they clean up nice? Did the covers clean up nice?
Okay. I'll use them because they're clean, but they look like crap. You know,
what you need to do is go to a craft store like a Michaels or something like that.
Okay.
And buy stuffing that they have for quilts and stuff like that. It's like a cotton, almost like a cotton candy texture.
Done that. I have not gone to the craft store. Do they have all sorts of stuffings there?
And also, I would consult with one of the nice, kindly old ladies that work there and say, this is what I need to do.
Okay.
And they'll point you in the right way. But the problem that you're going to have, it's not a problem. It's just something to be aware of. You're going to want to really stuff it full. You can't just like put a little bit in. And you're lucky that it's the back cushion that's your trouble, because that's not bearing most of the weight. you know,
there is a store down here. I forgot the name of it. It's some sort of
Pleasure Chest.
It's a kiosk.
Okay.
And they've got like a big hose on top of it where they say they've got different fillings where you can go in and custom fill your pillow.
Like at the bear place. What is it? The Build-A-Bear. Where you have the big stuffing thing where you fill your bear.
It's very, very similar to that. Yeah. I'm not sure. Carla wasn't able to confirm for me.
Mac, do you have any outdoor furniture?
No. I don't have an outdoor anything.
Okay. Your indoor furniture, do you put ketchup on it?
No.
Okay, just check.
I keep my furniture very clean. Right. And I only eat at a table. I never eat
really?
Like on the couch or anything.
Wow. Then you don't. What about? Could you have a drink or a soda?
Found another. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
The Phil Station.
And it's owned by a guy named Phil.
Phil? Phil Connor? Come on. Where is it? Click on there. Come on. Damn it. Stop it.
But you know what? I don't know if the Phil Station is going to give you enough compression to make it a solid pillow. You might want to go on your own. And I think you save money if you go on your own.
I can't open up the thing. Here it is.
Okay.
All right, the Phil Station. All right. Phil Station Pillow Kiosk. I'm going to the website right now. Let me see.
This is great. The Phil Station.
All right. I know you use cookies. Bite me. I don't want them.
Oh, I love cookies.
I'll accept them for this particular purpose.
That's a good guy, Mike.
All right. So you can't see this unless I zoom in, but that's the picture of the Phil. Let me zoom in.
Oh, yeah. Zoom in a little bit. Is it, you see? All right. Let it focus a sec. Okay, you know what? It looks to me almost like the big thing of peanuts that they have at like a UPS store where they, you know, can fill a box like that.
One, test sample pillows. Visit a Phil Station pillow kiosk. Test different pillows. Two, choose your favorite. Select the pillow shell. Oh, they want to sell the pillow shell too.
Yeah, of course.
But if I get the right size pillow shell, but no, they'll be standard
the right
like
color.
Bedroom pillows,
Mike,
right?
They're going to charge you an arm and a leg at the Phil Station.
They are?
Of course.
So better to go to the craft store?
At least for a first start, yeah. Get some, I think it's called batting, B-A-T-T-I-N-G.
The pillow store has super soft polyfoam, buckwheat hulls.
You don't want buckwheat hulls.
Shredded memory foam.
That might be good. Jam it in there.
Shredded latex.
I wouldn't stay away from that. Fui.
Goose down feathers and a wide variety of flavored condoms. No, I'm sorry.
I think that you'd be good if you got goose feathers because if it went out in the rain, your pillows would weigh 60
Well,
pounds.
I'm going to take your advice. I will report on it tomorrow. I will be going to the craft store because this has just been nagging me to get this done. I want to get this done right. And I will wait for our fabulous listening audience. They always have wisdom on subjects like this. That's why I put it out there. And, but, you know, when I looked everywhere, I concluded that I don't know much about that.
Well, Mike.
We'll take a break.
Ask the old lady. They'll tell you.
Good. I'll look forward to it. Maybe a little tongue. Hey, everybody. Stop. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, do, do, whoa, whoa. Say hello to Nutrafol. Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? Get ahead of it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol's drug-free, whole-body approach promotes hair growth from within. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Get it? You can purchase online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. Thanks to Nutrafol, Oscar is seeing thicker hair, and we all feel the sex appeal. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter that wonderful promo code TMOS.
Hello.
Julia. Remember, Mike, they don't want to ban TikTok. They don't want to take it away from you. What they want to do is get the owners to divest to American people.
They're saying that's a challenge. Tomorrow, maybe on the bonus, we can tackle that.
I'd like to hear Oscar's take on it. I really
would. He's been reading everything about it. And but the thing is, the challenge for this legislation, the way I understand it, is that with requiring them to divest and to sell TikTok, it is so large and such an endeavor that in the 6 months they would give them, probably difficult for a corporation to do that. That's all I know.
M'lady Nancy Pelosi talked about it yesterday,
okay,
and she started out sounding like she was sort of cool with it, but it really decayed towards the end. This is Nancy Pelosi talking about the TikTok.
First of all, this is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand the entertainment value, the educational value, the communication value, the business value for some business on this. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner. And here's what I have.
What does that mean?
I thought right up to that moment.
I did too. She was doing
not
great.
Listening to a senior citizen. I thought right up to that moment, and then tick tack better talk tick.
Yeah, tick, go tock. Back to her office for a scratch paper and a pencil to play tick tack.
Note to the Democratic National Committee: keep that one away from Joe as much as you can. Thank you.
He loves it.
By the way, I'm somebody that says, yeah, he says he lost his fastball to a degree. But if anybody saw that State of the Union speech, I mean, the man can bring it when he wants to bring it. But the tic-tac, you know, that's been for his whole life. He's had the stutter thing. So just be.
Do you think if Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi did play tic-tac-toe, who would win?
I think that Joe would kick her ass.
I do, too, some reason. Yeah.
I just wanted to say kick her ass because it's funny.
Mike, Ernie Hudson. Do you know who Ernie Hudson is?
Why does that sound? Give me a hint. It sounds so familiar.
Okay, he's the luckiest man in Hollywood.
Ernie Hudson is married to somebody?
No, because at his advanced age, he's still getting put into Ghostbusters movies. He is the African-American Ghostbuster that came in Act 3 of the movie Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And there's a new Ghostbusters movie coming out, and he's in it. He was on the Sherry Shepherd show, and I don't know if this was planned or not, but I really like this moment. Sherry Shepherd has a big crush on Ernie Hudson. Let's go to the tape.
Do you have women? But do you have, like, women coming up, you know, going, can you sign my chest? And
no,
like-
I've been waiting for that. It's like, what are you on? Oh my goodness.
And he's signing Sherry Shepherd's chest.
Way to go, Sherry. I'm not a huge fan of Sherry Shepherd, but that is funny. Look at that. And he's taking his time.
There he is.
There we go. All right, y'all.
That's okay. That's okay with me.
Just happened to have a marker right there.
That's good.
I've been waiting for years to ask.
I hope he didn't mind. I took a little time with that.
Yeah, he did.
You take all the time? I got Ernie Hudson on the chest, y'all. You know?
That's cute. I like that.
Now, as far as something that is totally planned, are you familiar with singer Jason Derulo?
Yeah, this is viral, and this is, you know,
it's
kind of funny, but it's so manufactured.
The fact that the audio and the video and the cameras are so good. When I think of Jason Derulo, all I think of is a guy that loves putting his name in his own songs. Jason Derulo. But he does know how to do social media.
Mac, you might be aware of the fact that there might be some explosive material near this video.
Okay.
And you'll have to hit the stop button when it's
all finished. Right.
I'll hand the bunker.
This is Jason Derulo on stage, and he gets hit with some urgency. Let's see that, Mac.
Oh, he has to go to the bathroom.
Hold on. Guys, I'm so sorry. But do you mind if I just go use the bathroom real quick?
Now they cheer and then they boo.
Yeah, of course.
That's fake. Fake edit.
Yep. And now look, there's a high def camera backstage. There's a high def camera on him peeing.
I'm not going to deprive our listeners, Mac, of seeing this, but I am standing by. And now they're waiting for him to come back out.
Right.
And he's taken quite some time, really appearing to be bad acting.
Oh, he peed into a Gatorade bottle.
All right, we back to the show. Back to the show. Back to the show. Yo, make some noise, please.
And a guy.
Freeze it.
Thank you. Sorry.
Jason Derulo, you can't fool us.
Thank
you. You cannot
much.
Fool us. Mike, do you still take your news on KCAL Los Angeles, CBS?
Absolutely. The best looking anchors, always.
I'm so glad you brought that up because this is a dumb story from this week. I've been meaning to get to it, but it is. Hey, everybody, there's trouble on the five.
Okay.
Remember when we didn't have any toilet paper at the beginning of the pandemic?
Oh, absolutely. It's a
this would
deal.
Make you so sad, especially when it's reported to you by Perfect Los Angeles Guys.
Breaking right now, something happening on the five that you just have to see to believe. Assignment manager Mark Liu is following
Mark Liu.
All of this from the desk and has the details. Mark.
Oh, Ross, this is just a great story for a Monday afternoon. We had heard that there was some kind of traffic disruption on the five freeway, so we sent SkyCal to go look and see what was blocking lanes in the Newhall Pass by Calgrove. And there it is, CHP cleaning up a very, very large amount of toilet paper that apparently has spilled off the back of a truck. I am just reading here on the CHP CAD, which is their publicly accessible traffic information system, that at about 12:30, approximately 3 cases of toilet paper
which
came
is nothing.
Off the back of a white Ford F-350. That person pulled to the right and called 911, said, "I'm so sorry, but all the toilet paper has come off my truck," and now you can see the very brave members of the California Highway Patrol
looks like
are there
more
scooping
than
the toilet
three
paper
cases,
off.
I know, kill it, Mac.
They have had
but I do love Los Angeles that they will send a copter out for three
yeah.
cases of toilet paper,
which is
on
so entertaining.
Five.
That's why their local news really is the
is,
gold
it
standard.
It is the best. It
and
is.
We're getting we're getting a little helicopter action down here in Fort Myers. They had the infrared stuff where they showed a guy lying down in the parking lot where
yeah.
they caught him. I'm liking it. I'm like, bring it, keep bringing it. We got to get more of that. We're getting
was
a larger population.
Was he covered with toilet paper?
Covered with toilet paper and meth.
Mike, here's a, we'll close with this. A comic I'd never heard of. His name is Pat Dixon. And he got divorced recently and he realizes it's affected his laundry.
So first marriage over, my wife left. First thing I noticed after she left, my clothes quit washing. And they quit drying and hanging themselves up. I figured they're depressed. Get in the machine, fellas. We got something to do in it. And can't operate the machines. There's too many knobs and switches and levers, dial settings. I just want to wash my clothes. I don't want to send them back in time or anything. I just want to wash them. It'd be cool if you could send them back to 3 weeks ago before they were dirty. What the hell? Send them back to 3 years ago when they were stylish. Why should they suffer?
There you go.
That's all I got for you.
Absolutely.
Today.
Cotton t-shirts. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new bonus show tomorrow. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all the sticker purchases. Thank you for the Patreon. Thank you for any way possible to support this program. You folks are the reason this keeps going, and we always, always appreciate anything you can do for the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike McIntosh, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.